ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेषु अवधेषु नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 10, text number 9. Etavam avyayo dharma punya shlokair upasita यो भूत शोक हर्षाभ्याम आत्मा सोचति ऋष्यति। एतावन्न व्ययो धर्म पुण्यश्लोकैरुपासितः यो भूत शोक हर्षाभ्याम आत्मा सोचति ऋष्यति। एतावन्न व्ययो धर्म पुण्यश्लोकैरुपासितः यो भूत शोक हर्षाभ्याम आत्मा सोचति ऋष्यति। एतावन्न व्यय धर्म पुण्यश्लोकैरुपासितः यो भूत शोक हर्षाभ्याम आत्मा सोचति ऋष्यति। This much avyaya, imperishable dharma, religious principles, punya shlokai, by famous persons who are celebrated as pious. Upasita, recognized. Ya, which? Buddha, of the living beings. Shoka, by the distress. Harshabhyam, and by the happiness. Atma, the mind. Sochati, laments. Rishyati, feels happiness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. If one is unhappy to see the distress of other living beings and happy to see their happiness, his religious principles are appreciated as imperishable by exalted persons who are considered pious and benevolent. Purport. One generally follows different types of religious principles or performs various occupational duties according to the body given to him by the modes of material nature. In this verse, however, real religious principles are explained. Everyone should be unhappy to see others in distress and happy to see others happy. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. One should feel the happiness and distress of others as his own. It is on this basis that the Buddhist religious principle of non-violence, ahimsa parama dharma, is established. We feel pain when someone disturbs us, and therefore we should not inflict pain upon other living beings. Lord Buddha's mission was to stop unnecessary animal killing, and therefore he preached that the greatest religious principle is non-violence. One cannot continue killing animals and at the same time be a religious man. That is the greatest hypocrisy. Jesus Christ said, "Do not kill." But hypocrites nevertheless maintain thousands of slaughterhouses while posing as Christians. Such hypocrisy is condemned in this verse. One should be happy to see others happy, and one should be unhappy to see others unhappy. This is the principle to be followed. Unfortunately, at the present moment, so-called philanthropists and humanitarians advocate the happiness of humanity at the cost of the lives of poor animals. That is not recommended herein. This verse clearly says that one should be compassionate to all living entities, regardless of whether human, animal, tree or plant. All living entities are sons of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtyaya sambhavantiyaha tasham brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita." It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. The different forms of these living entities are only their external dresses. Every living being is actually a spirit soul, a part and parcel of God. Therefore, one should not favor only one kind of living being. A Vaishnava sees all living entities as part and parcel of God. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavi hashtini shuni chaiva shapakacha pandita samadarshinaha." The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. Brahma bhuta prasanatma na shochati na kankshati. samasarvesu bhuteshu madbhaktim lavate param. One who is transcendentally situated at one realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. And that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. A Vaishnava, therefore, is truly a perfect person because he laments to see others unhappy and feels joy at seeing others happy. A Vaishnava is paradukadukhi. He is always unhappy to see the conditioned souls in an unhappy state of materialism. Therefore, a Vaishnava is always busy preaching Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurana Maritam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrijabandhu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare Sisi Gonita, Sisi Krishna Ram, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki Etavan avyayo dharma punya shlokai rupasidaha Yo bhuta shoka harshabhyam atma sochati rishyati. If one is unhappy to see the distress of other living beings and happy to see their happiness, his religious principles are appreciated as imperishable. By exalted persons who are considered pious and benevolent. So the demigods approach the great sage Daditi, being advised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to use his body to make a weapon in order to be able to kill their enemy Vritrasura. So and so they were approaching Dadichi and of course Dadichi was a great sage and he was knowing the religious principles so he was dedicated to the Supreme Lord so it is actually not easy for anyone to give up one's body. So especially if one is living and one is healthy, is not old or the body is not diseased, then to give up the body is not easy. Very difficult actually. Very difficult. But Dadichi, so he was ready to do it. Although he himself he is explaining that my body is very dear to me. So it is naturally, actually according to Shastra also, that if one has this human form of life, then one should try to preserve the body so that we may live up to the desired age. Like, for example, the age of Kali, usually the lifespan is up to 100 years. So one should try to preserve the body, and one should try to be healthy. So that is according to Shastra. And then, of course, one should use the body for self-realization, not for sense gratification. That has to be understood also. Because mostly the persons in this world, they're living in this world actually for sense gratification. And they try to maintain the body for sense gratification. Whereas the devotee, he's living this world for the pleasure of the Lord, and he's taking care of the body for the pleasure of the Lord. And he's attached to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and detached from this material world. But being in this body, we have to take care of the body. And so we have to see that we can live a long life. Even according to Ayurveda, so it is there. And if one is properly following religious principles, worshipping the Lord, and living a healthy life, then we may be able to live almost up to 100 years. Of course, even nowadays, it is not easy to live up to 100 years, because the environment is not pure, and so the foodstuffs we are getting are not pure. Therefore, it is not easy. But the devotee is depending on Krishna. And is, of course, then the karma is there according to Purva Samskar, due to previous impressions, due to previous activities. We are allotted a certain time in this body. But generally, if one has been pious in the previous life and this life, so it is expected that he can reach old age. And live also peaceful in this world. So by the will of Providence, by the will of the Lord, so he was asked to give up his body. Actually, it was the will of the Supreme Lord. And so he realized that also. And therefore, so then, but at the same time, so he was giving his opinion that is actually for our benefit, so we may learn something. So whatever is transpiring here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is no different from Krishna, that is the Leela of the Lord from one point of view. Especially Krishna, when he's coming here, his wonderful pastimes are there. And of course in Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal pastimes are there, and simultaneously he's coming here periodically and performing his wonderful pastimes to attract the conditioned souls, the Bhada Jiva, who have come in this world by misfortune, we may say, and being bound by the three modes of material nature. But because it is the desire of the Supreme Lord that all living entities should go to the spiritual world, so therefore he himself is coming to perform his wonderful pastimes so that people may be attracted to him. And then he's giving wonderful instructions so we may realize our real nature as being different from this material body, the gross and subtle body, being spirit soul, and having an eternal relationship with him. And that the goal of life is to go back home to Godhead as soon as possible, preferably after giving up this body. We should be able to go back home to Godhead. And it is possible if one is sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master, and if he has good purva samskar, previous impressions, and if he is in the association of the Vaishnavas, properly executing the religious principles according to the instructions of the spiritual master. In our case, we follow the instruction of is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, Dadichi, he's explaining here in this particular verse, which is then we can see the nature of a saintly person. Etavan aviyo dharma. So he's acting according to dharma, avyaya, which is imperishable. So there are different forms of dharma actually. But then, even as mentioned in various places, so, like, especially by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, Jivka Dharma. What is the religious principle? What is the religion? What is the actual occupation of the living entity? So then, so he's explaining that is service to Krishna. Because Jivera so poi Krishnera Nityadas, everyone is a servant of Krishna. So that the actual dharma is one is serving Krishna. And therefore it is called as Nitya Dharma or Sanatana Dharma. Nitya means eternal or avyaya, imperishable, pertaining to the Atma, to the soul. It is also known as Parodharma. Prabhupada is referred to in the purport of the referring to the Buddhists, and they are saying also, Ahimsa Param Dharma, non-violence, that is Param Dharma, the highest form of religion. So from one point of view it is true. So to be non-violent, that is actually important. And so it is mentioned in the scriptures that so first of all, mentally, we should be always thinking of the benefit of others and never try to harm anybody, even mentally. So not thinking, being positive, not negative thinking should be there, positive thinking. So of course we have to see time, place and circumstances, and the authorities or the parents, the spiritual master, they have to see what is good and what is not good, what is proper, what is improper. And then they have to also try to instruct their dependents. And so then sometimes they may have to chastise. But otherwise one should be always seeing the good in the others and overlook the faults. Speaking, that is also explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, three kinds of austerity, mental, vocal and physical. So that has to be actually followed. So that is necessary. So by speaking also, one has to speak softly, one has to speak the truth, one has to recite the Vedic literatures. So that is austerity for the speech. And then for the body also, one has to be non-violent. One should not harm anybody with the body. So as much as possible, we have to try to act accordingly, especially as Vaishnavas. Unless one is an authority or a kshatriya, then he has to use some violence. But then the brahmanas, by nature, they are humble, they are tolerant, they are respectful, they are non-violent in every way. And the Vaishyas and Shudras, they should act similarly, whereas the Kshatriyas, they may have to sometimes speak strongly, those in the position of authority, and act strongly and sometimes punish also. And give, for example, if somebody is murdering some other person, then unnecessarily, so he has to be punished. And according to Vedic literatures, he has to be killed also for that. So, but that is for the Kshatriyas. Others, they should be non-violent. But that is actually not the Param Dharma. Param Dharma is service to Krishna. And like the Pandavas, they had to fight. That was Krishna's desire. And that is Parodharma, that who killed so many other soldiers. But this was Krishna's desire. What is Krishna's desire? That is Parodharma. So we have to try to do whatever Krishna wants. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam anukarina krishna nishiranam bhaktir uttamam. So we have to do what Krishna wants and not desiring anything for ourselves. So in this way, then Krishna will be satisfied. So Dadichi, so he was ready to give up his body, so which is not easy. And here, so he was following dharma, nitya dharma, para dharma, which is pertaining to the soul. Whereas the naimittika dharma, that is like vana ashram, or even some moral codes, which may be followed also, but if Krishna is not in the center, then it is not the actual religion. Then it is called temporary, naimittika dharma. So Parodharma he was following, and so he is making a very important point in this verse that a devotee, a saintly person, is unhappy to see if other devotees are not happy. Or even if the materialistic persons are not happy, then he's also unhappy. And Prabhupada is referring to Prahlad Maharaj, who has mentioned paradukuduki. So when he sees somebody is unhappy, then he becomes also unhappy. That is a Vaishnav. He doesn't want to see anybody unhappy. He wants to please everyone. He wants to see that everyone is happy. Of course, in the material world, it is almost impossible that everyone can be happy. Even we can see in our Vaishnav society, even in our temple, or so to speak, I can say in our DT department, I try to see that everyone is always very happy. But at the same time, then some issues are there, some problems are there, and amongst the pujaris also. And then everybody is thinking that I should be happy, and then the head pujari, or so to speak, the president should take my side. So, but sometimes it is just not possible. So then we have to see that we can do everything for the pleasure of Krishna and try to see that everyone can be happy. But in this material world, especially amongst the conditioned souls, difficulties are always there. And the conditioned soul, because he's not fixed on the transcendental platform, sometimes he's unhappy, sometimes he's happy, being on the three modes of material nature, even as a devotee. But one who is transcendentally situated is above the dualities of the material world, and is feeling transcendental pleasure in serving the Lord, and is tolerating all difficulties which are coming. Even pure devotee has to face so many difficulties, like the Pandavas. So many difficulties they have to face. And externally it was appearing as sometimes they were very unhappy and they were very angry. But Krishna was in the center. So that therefore there was transcendental anger and transcendental sadness. Like when Dushasan was trying to take off the cloth of Draupadi. So she was mortified and she was fearful. But she took shelter of Krishna. First she wanted to protect herself, but she knew I cannot. So she put her arms up and she was crying. She was crying to Krishna, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." And then Krishna supplied so much cloth and she was saved. So, but then even after that, she was very angry at the Kauravas, very angry. So one may say, well, as a devotee, we should not be angry. But sometimes the circumstances are such that it is practically natural that one may become angry. Or in distress, like Draupadi. First she was in distress. And due to being in such a great distress, she called out to Krishna. And that is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Anyabhilashita sunyam. Anyabhilash. Actually, she had no other desire than to satisfy Krishna. But then the ta, it is mentioned there. Why this ta is there? Why Rupa Goswami has mentioned ta in this verse? And then he's explaining that sometimes in a very precarious situation, then if one is calling out, Krishna, please help me, that is still considered pure devotional service. But otherwise, the devotee knows Krishna will protect me and I don't have to ask anything from Krishna. He will supply everything. And similarly, so she was becoming quite angry sometimes. But actually her only desire was to serve Krishna. Do everything for Krishna's pleasure. But being in the form of a woman, and then a Kshatriya family, so, and there was so much wrong done by the Kauravas, so it was natural that she will become angry. So despite of that, she is still considered to be a pure devotee. Here we can see the nature of the pure devotees. So when somebody is in distress, so they're also distressed. And they will try to help as much as they can. As much as they can. Sometimes it is not possible. For example, if somebody has an accident and then one may try to help that person, but still he may die. So similarly, some other positions at the end of this world, somebody may lose his arm or something, and then sometimes there's nothing we can do. But we try as much as we can to help others. And we are compassionate and trying to help with our consciousness being always in that bhut sarva bhutehi te rataha, always trying to think of the welfare of others. It is mentioned our life should be for the service of others and the Supreme Lord, not for our own sanctification. So with body, mind and words, and if somebody is in difficulty, we try to comfort him, try to help him as much as possible. If somebody needs some money, if one is wealthy, then he should give to somebody who is in need. So especially for a householder. If somebody is in difficulty and he needs something, then we should help. And if somebody is happy, for example, the parents are seeing that the children are happy, then they are happy. Or the spiritual master is seeing that the disciple is happy, then he's happy. Although he's is self-realized, the pure devotee, and the parents, they are also living their life, and they may be happy, but if their dependents are happy, then they are also automatically feeling happiness. So because the nature, also the transcendental nature, is ever increasing. Anandam Budivardhanam. Srimati Radharani, the gopis are serving Krishna. Their eternal associates, they're always happy. But by serving Krishna, and Srimati Radharani, for example, she's always trying to bring other gopis to Krishna for Krishna's satisfaction. Then Krishna becomes more happy. And then Srimati Radharani becomes more happy also. And even sometimes Krishna is doing something which makes her unhappy. But still, she's fixed in trying to serve Krishna, in giving pleasure to Krishna, even if she's unhappy. So, ashlishyava padaratam pinashtuma madarshanama mahatam karotuva yatatatava vidatado lampado maprana natusteva napraha. As Mahaprabhu said, that devotee, that is the mood actually of Srimati Radharani. Krishna can do whatever he wants, even he can trample on my body. He's a lampad, he's a debauchee. He's going to other women, Chandravali and others. So, but Srimati Radharani, she's always there to serve Krishna. Krishna is a prananath, always. So she wants to see that Krishna is always happy, and then she wants to see that all the gopis are also happy. So that is the nature of the Vaishnavas. And we can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, all the Vaishnavas, they are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then they are serving each other. And then they are trying to help others. Not that I should be happy by serving Mahaprabhu or Krishna. I should get my Mahaprasad. I should have a place to sit. If I'm a household, I should see that my wife or children are happy. Or as a brahmachari, I should just be happy. Have my mobile phone and my computer and the little seva. That is all right, but we should try to serve others also. Try to help others. Nam ruchi. Of course, for that we have to be fixed on a transcendental platform. We have to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Which is the most important activity. And then being properly situated by chanting nicely the holy names with ruchi, with taste, with love, with affection, with realization, with proper bhava or mood and consciousness. Then Vaishnav Seva, then we can do proper Vaishnav Seva. Then we can serve others. We should serve others. We have to serve others, especially the seniors. But even then with the other devotees on the same level, should be a loving exchange. And to those who are junior, we should try to help those who are junior so they may make more advancement also. And then Jiva Doya, we should be compassionate to the conditioned souls and try to give Krishna consciousness to others, as Prabhupada is saying at the last line. So Vaishnava is paradukaduki, seeing the conditioned souls actually are thinking maybe they are happy, but they are not really happy. Not possible in this world. Some flickering happiness is there. So he's seeing that everyone is actually in a conditioned state, lost in this material world. So he's trying to help them. And therefore Prabhupada is saying, writing, therefore Vaishnava is always busy preaching Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Yaredekataka, Krishna Padesh, Amara Agyai, Guru Hanatare Desh. Whoever you meet, you tell him about Krishna, about Krishna's instructions from the Bhagavad Gita, about the pastimes of Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, we should be always engaged for the benefit of others, trying to think for the good of others, and giving instructions or speaking about Krishna, trying to help others by our whatever preaching we can do, also to the conditioned souls, help others. And then in this way then, so Krishna actually will be pleased, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased, the spiritual master will be pleased. So we are very fortunate, so we have come to this Krishna consciousness movement, and we have the opportunity to make our lives perfect. And then we should try to give this, do paropakar. Do the best welfare work, and that is giving Krishna consciousness to others. First of all, also giving some good instructions or giving his realizations, and then he's giving up his body, being attached to Krishna and detached from this material world. Otherwise it is not possible to just like that give up one's body. You would be ready if somebody would ask for your body, to give up your body? You ready? No. You will be ready? Just now? Not easy. Very difficult. But one who is fixed on the transcendental platform, he may be able to do that. Yes, and then actually one can also really help others if one is properly situated. So so Krishna, Prabhupada is also making one point here. So the devotee is equipoised. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu is saying everyone actually on the spiritual platform, he's not just seeing the body, but he's seeing the soul. And therefore he has equal vision. Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Atmavat, Prabhupada is quoting also Chanakya Pandit. Atmavat Sarabhuteshu. One should feel the happiness and distress of others as his own. So there is a famous verse, Matrivat Paradareshu Paradaravishu Lostravat. Atmavat Sarabhuteshu, that is the third line, Yapashati Sa Panditaha. Who is a pandit, who is a learned person, who is a brahmana, who is a Vaishnav, who is seeing every woman as his mother, except his wife. Of course, if he's elder, he's seeing some younger woman, he may see as his daughter, or if they're the same age as his sister. But always in that mood, we should try then to have this vision, transcendental vision, and see the things in the proper place. Matrivat sarvadaveshu sarvadaveshu lostravat. And it is mentioned if one is seeing some, even some valuable things, but if it doesn't belong to us, then we should not try to take that for our pleasure. The example may be given if one is seeing a wallet on the floor. He may open it and he may see 1,000 rupees or $100. Actually a saintly person, he will not try to take that and use it for himself. He will see that just like dirt. It is not mine. Somebody lost it. So he will first of all see if the person's name is there. And then he will give it back to that person. That is a saintly person. But a materialistic person, he will take it in a pocket. Like mostly you can see that in India. Very rare that you will, of course. In India you find the most exalted personalities, and it is Bharat Bhumi, it's a very special place. But then some things are sometimes also not ideal. So Vaishnav, he will try to see who is the owner of that. And if he doesn't see it, if the name is not there of the owner, he will give it to Krishna. Because he knows that if I give it to Krishna, the person who lost it, he will get some benefit. But if I'm using for myself, then I'm getting some benefit. And if I'm a devotee, so-called, that person will also get some benefit. If it is better if I use for Krishna seva, then he will get more benefit. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. So he will, actually, atmavat. So like he wants to be treated, that he will treat others also. That is another meaning of atmavat sarvabhuteshu. So we want to be nicely treated. So therefore we should treat others also nicely. And therefore we should be very humble, very tolerant, but at the same time very respectful. Even sometimes if somebody is not speaking nicely to us, then we may have to tolerate, especially if we are preaching. Many times the materialistic persons, they are not speaking nicely to the devotees. Even sometimes they become aggressive. But then we have to tolerate. We have to tolerate and still be respectful and pray for that conditioned soul so he may come to his senses. So we should try to act according to what is mentioned there in the scriptures. So we should take that to heart and implement in our life. That is important. Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Prabhupada is here quoting, Pandita Samadarshinaha, the Pandit, he has equal vision. He sees the Brahmanas. He sees also a cow, an elephant, and even an outcast, a dog eater. But he doesn't just see the body, he sees the soul. And therefore he is trying to help everyone. Therefore the Vaishnavas, they will give prasad even to the animals sometimes. They will feed the cow. Or if a dog is coming to the house, then they will feed the dogs also. They will feed the birds. So the Vaishnavas, prasadam. So they are always trying to help others. And they are not just seeing the body, but they are seeing the soul. So we should try to be situated on the spiritual platform and always be humble and respectful. And we have to be very tolerant. And then it is possible to make some advancements. So always you have to be enthusiastic and fixed. And we have to be patient also. Utsanisha darya tatta karma pravatanat. Following the instructions, Navavida Bhakti or the Pancha Mahatvapurna Ahang as given by Rupa Goswami. And then give up the association of materialistic person or neophyte devotee and associate with saintly person. Then bhakti prasiddhati. Then we may become perfect in our life and realize our real nature, our spiritual nature, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So we have a spiritual form. We are actually spiritual Satchinananda Sarup. And that has to be realized, Atma Sakshatkar. That means the realization of the Atma, our self. So, but now we are embodied, so we should try to go on beyond the body. Even as a devotee, we have to constantly endeavor not to keep the Atma Buddhi, that I'm a Brahmana, or I'm a Pujari, I'm the president, I'm a preacher, I'm a man, I'm a woman. No. I'm a brahmachari grihastha. Gopi bhattu prakamaro das das anadas. I'm simply the servant of Krishna. Completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And then following all the principles in the association of the sadhus, and especially this verse is very important and helpful, and we should try to, as much as possible, we should try to act accordingly, to the best of our ability. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, there's a microphone here. Yes.
And here in Vrindavan, Deity Seva, we have opportunity for that direct relationship at the same time. Krishna consciousness, Krishna seems simultaneously very close to us and also very far.
Yes.
At the same time, we can directly approach Krishna.
Yes.
So how do we kind of meet that balance? Or you could just comment on that. It seems a little bit of a opposite
dichotomy. Yes, we have a direct relationship with Krishna. By nature, everyone, as explained, is the eternal servant of Krishna. And so actually our spiritual form is there already, and our relationship with Krishna. But it is dormant, it is not revealed now. So by performing this process of Krishna consciousness, it will be revealed, but it will take time. And now, of course, in the beginning stage, we simply know, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, I am a spirit soul. So then we, of course, here we are very fortunate to be in Vrindavan, But any place where the deities of the Lord, Radha Krishna or even Gonitai, because as Gauri Vaishnavas, usually we have two swarup, two forms, one in Golila and one in Krishna Lila. So we have the opportunity to advance more and more and try to develop or try to realize that form. And so endeavor has to be there on our part. And for example, when seeing the deity, you offer some prayers, and even it is explained when you have some difficulties, you may pray to the deities to help, and they can hear, and they can reciprocate. But we are not yet so advanced that the reciprocation might be so direct that Krishna will speak to us. If we say, I have this and this problem, what shall I do? So Krishna may not speak directly, unless one is a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. But then in certain ways, Krishna will still arrange to the devotees, or through the internal energy, that we are helped. So we have to practice having a relationship with Krishna. So therefore it is mentioned we have to develop our relationship with Krishna. We have to endeavor. So therefore we see the deities every day, we pray to them. But at the same time, yes, it is true, we are very far, because we are conditioned souls still. And many times we don't know what Krishna wants us to do. In this situation, what shall I do? Then we approach the spiritual master, or senior Vaishnavas who are more advanced, and then they may help us so that we can solve our problem, or that we can go in a certain direction. But at the same time, so it is not that we cannot directly approach Krishna. We can approach directly Krishna by offering prayers, by speaking to him, taking inspiration from the deity. But at the same time, being conditioned, so we have to also take shelter of the Vaishnavas, who are more advanced. Because it is true, we are still so distant. Krishna is very close. Krishna is most dear, most close to us. He's there in our heart, and we are there as jivas, in this body, in the region of the heart. That's why we say Krishna is in our heart, next to us. But we cannot see him. So he's most near to us. But at the same time, because we are conditioned, still, it seems to be he's very far. Very far. So, on the transcendental realm, sometimes it seems to be some contradiction, some opposite is there, or sometimes things we cannot fully understand. But we should not worry too much, but we simply have to serve the spiritual master under the direction of Krishna, and then we can make more and more advancement and come closer and closer to Krishna. But then these different emotions will be there still. Sometimes we are close to Krishna, we feel Krishna is there. We may chant holy names, and then we feel Krishna is there. Or in kirtan, even sometimes you may see in our consciousness Krishna. But then again he disappears. And then we are supposed to lament and cry out, Krishna, please appear to me. And then he may come again or disappear. So he can be very close and then very far again. Even for the advanced devotees, Krishna is sometimes present, and we can see Mahaprabhu, the example of the six Goswamis. Sometimes they were seeing Krishna, and then Krishna disappeared, and they were crying. Oh, Krishna is so far. There's the antardasha, bahirdasha, and then ardha antardasha. This internal. When one is properly situated on a transcendental platform, he feels Krishna is there, he sees Krishna. And then Krishna disappeared. And then seeing, oh, I'm Rupa Goswami, I'm Raghunath Das Goswami. Where is Krishna? I'm separated from Krishna. Krishna is so far, then he's crying to Krishna. And then crying, and then his ardha, then he may become a little in the middle stage where he's properly situated. I'm the servant of Krishna, and he's feeling satisfaction and is composed. So these different emotions may be there. So for the advanced devotee, and what to speak then of the newfound devotees or those who are practicing the Madhyamadhikari also, sometimes more absorbed, sometimes more external by the will of the Lord. But a pure devotee, they're always free from the three modes of material nature. They're always properly situated. Whereas the sadhakas, those who are practicing like ourselves, sometimes we are a little bit transcendental, but then mostly we are under the three modes of material nature. But fortunately we have some knowledge, and with that knowledge we can make more and more advancement, and we can be more and more, come closer and closer to Krishna. So we have to endeavor to try to catch Krishna, who is in our heart, who is running here and there. So is that all right? Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji, one here is... Yes.
Thank you for the wonderful lecture. It's very interesting also for you pointed out for the emotion, that is like original emotion based on a spiritual self, and that is based on emotions.
Yes. Spiritual emotions and material emotions are there. Yes.
So, yes, it's very interesting to me because
hold the mic like this. Hold the microphone like this. Yes.
So, yes, like when you have emotions, so we should not neglect them.
No, don't neglect the emotions. Yes. Yes. But put Krishna in the center. Like some. Yes. Sometimes some anger may come. Of course, you have to try to control, but try to remember Krishna. Sometimes sadness is there. No problem, you cannot repress, it is natural. But put Krishna in the center. Oh Krishna, somehow I'm not happy, but let me just serve you. Because all the emotions are there in the spiritual world also. This transcendental anger, this transcendental sadness, this transcendental pride. But Krishna is in the center. And they do everything for Krishna. So whatever is our consciousness now, our emotions, we don't have to suppress them, but of course we have to control. But then we should put Krishna in the center. Sometimes some anger will be there. But then we have to try to control, not become too angry. Sometimes we become sad or despondent. But we should not become too sad and then, oh, I cannot do any seva, things are not working out. We should then control and serve Krishna and think of Krishna, put Krishna in the center. Then it becomes purified like that. So the emotions are there, it is natural. But Krishna has to be in the center.
Yes,
we chant Hare Krishna, then the Paramatma will be there to guide us, to help us, yes. But there's one thing there also, the mind, yes, right. The mind is saying so many things. And then the false ego also. False ego is very subtle, even more subtle than the mind. And even it is mentioned the covering of this world, different layers are there, and the false ego layer is actually the thickest. And we can see practically, although false ego is most subtle, but sometimes it is very big, even amongst the devotees, like that. So the Paramatma is there to help us, to guide us, but then we have the material mind and the material ego, which is sometimes preventing us from hearing what Paramatma wants to say. And even those who are a little more advanced, they show respect to Paramatma. But then they're listening to what Krishna is saying, not just Paramatma. They offer pranam to Paramatma, but they want to please Krishna. They want to hear Krishna, what Krishna has to say, what Krishna is telling me. But in the conditions that it is true, the Paramatma is there helping us. And but we pray more to Krishna than Paramatma to please help us. Because we have a relationship with Krishna, not with Paramatma. Paramatma is helping us. Yeah, Krishna is the source of Paramatma. Krishna is also Paramatma, but is a Vishnu Murti who is there in the beginning helping the conditioned soul with four arms. And that is only in the material world, Paramatma. In the spiritual world, then Vishnu is there, or Ram, Chandra, Bhagavan, or Krishna himself. And then we have a relationship with him. And this world, in the beginning, where we don't know anything, the Paramatma is helping. In the beginning stage for the devotee also, then we chant Hare Krishna, then the Paramatma will help us. And then when we are more advanced, then Krishna himself directly is helping us. For the advanced devotee. More than Paramatma. Okay? Hare Krishna. But Paramatma is an expansion of Krishna. Different and non-different from Krishna. Paramatma is not there in Golok. He may come also, but he's not performing pastimes there with the gopis or with Nanda Baba, Paramatma. Only Krishna. But it is mentioned when Krishna came here, all the incarnations came also. Vishnu Nishingadev. And the demons were killed by Vasudev Krishna. But when Krishna, and then, you know, when Krishna with the gopis, that is mentioned in one book by Dhyan Chandra Goswami. When Krishna is with the gopis, then Paramatma, Vasudev, Nishingadev, they go up in the spiritual sky. So then Krishna is alone with the gopis. Like that. And nobody else. And then after the Ras Leela, when he's again with the cowboy, then Vasudev may come again and be with Krishna. A demon is coming, Vasudev, Krishna is killing. Krishna doesn't make his hands hurt dirty. Yashoda Nanda, Brajendra Nanda, Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna.